All right, so stand apprised of that and be with us to hear the Dirk interview that we did last week at 5:30 tomorrow. Joining us in here now is our good friend and the host of the Top 10 here on The Little Ticket, Jake Z. Look at him over there. And this is brought to you by
American Leak Detection, Shoopy.
Thank you, Shoopy.
No problem, Shoopy.
Look at him over there. He is impossibly tall, his hair incredibly black, and he is so blessed by the sweet bird of youth.
The sweet bird.
All right.
All right, now, Jake.
How's it going?
It's going. Working on that nighttime drive program.
You've been working here in official and unofficial capacities for a while now. Your internship
nighttime
here.
Nighttime drive program.
Nighttime drive.
He's rolling. Your internship with
like
this.
The way you're thinking.
With this particular radio show was when?
That would be like October 2003 to the summer of 2005. So I met you all when I was 18.
A kid.
A pup.
Now, so you intern for a couple of years, you go away to school, and you kind of crawl back.
Yeah.
More or less.
Did the overnight weekend thing for a bit, and then the Chris House thing.
You have heard, and you were a P1 before that, right?
Oh, yeah, okay. For sure.
So you have heard 1,000 pranks on this station.
Yeah.
You have heard the likes of Doyle King and Barb Smith get pranked, and probably thought to yourself, there's no way in hell I would ever fall for something like that. That's stupid.
No, yeah, that's definitely what I've always thought. And then I've worked here, I've been here long enough now to where I've kind of got the false sense of security. Like, when I first started, I was really freaked out about it.
Like that somebody was going to do something to you.
Yeah, just as an initiation thing. But sure. Honestly, it was not even on my radar any longer.
That's the worst thing that can happen.
I know. Trust me.
Now, before we play these, and I have not heard these yet. I've heard they're very funny. Did you have any idea what was going on?
No
whatsoever?
Idea. None whatsoever.
All right. So throughout the course of our draft night and our draft coverage, it's just like the NFL draft. We'll have people read certain bios for certain draft picks within the NBA or the NFL, and we have our ticker guys read them.
Why don't they ever ask me to do this? I'd love to do some of this.
Because we have our ticker guys read them.
Leave a little list.
You wouldn't
take
it seriously.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, how does this break down? Are you responsible for a certain number of names?
Rich gives us all about 7 players apiece.
Yeah, and I think you all write yours, correct?
Yes.
I didn't write mine.
Yeah, he didn't write his. We
so
wrote
like,
ours.
That's what part of the...
I mean, he was given his
script. Yeah, I was given mine with a note on there that said...
Just voice this,
already
right?
Timed out, just read... And had like 3 little exclamation quacks from Rich on there. And I just read them. That was it.
Quack, quack.
It was given to you by Rich Phillips.
Yeah.
So you know it's legit, right?
That's what I was thinking.
So did you contact him in any way?
No.
Prior to this? You just got this in your box from Rich Phillips, who is the leader of all ticket ticker people. And you just read them, put them in the inco, and that was it.
Never thought another time about it.
So he is so feared by you guys that you'll read anything he tells you to, huh?
I mean, count me in that. I don't know about Ty, but yeah.
Hell you fear Rich Phillips?
Yeah.
You fear Rich Phillips?
No, I don't fear Rich, but I mean, I mean, he's a qualified, you know, news. I mean, he's good at tickers, right? Are you challenging Rich's proficiency at tickers? I mean, I'm not.
He's just good at tickers?
No, he's great. He's the patron saint of the ticket ticker.
He is the assistant to the assistant manager here.
Well, as far as the little bit of hierarchy we have in place up here, he's above me, so I do, you know, he's my unquestioned...
Jake, he is well down the chain of command. You don't even have to think about him.
Yeah, you have your own show that you do live.
He's got a race week.
It's a CD.
You're his boss, actually. You realize that. You're his
I'm
boss.
I'm kind of on a CD, too. You guys know that, right?
No,
you're not. You're live. You're doing live tickers and talking and having fun.
Well, yeah, Rich puts it in there. I read it. Whether that's a questionable judgment on my part, it's another deal. I just do what he says.
We need to create the hierarchy of this station. Maybe.
Well, no matter how you organize it, I'm at the bottom.
No. Come on now. Come on. Well, beyond that. And beyond that. You read these things, these bios for these particular players. How many of them?
I believe I had either 7 or 8 total.
Were any of them real?
Yeah, six of them were real. Yeah, I mean, I'm not...
Had you heard of any of these people?
Yeah, but again, you know, it's the NBA draft. I don't keep
who
up
does?
With who these the Euros are, the foreign players or whatever, like, or like guys who maybe went to smaller colleges. I don't know. I read them.
Okay. Now, Ty, when you were given your list of names, did you research them thoroughly?
Yeah, they didn't. They give us some. They printed off some profile stuff that were for some of the draft places, and I looked up some other stuff on my own.
All right. So all of yours were written for you?
Yeah, which I wanted, you know, whenever like I first realized I was going to get to do this, I wanted to write them because I wanted to try to put little, at least attempt to put a little bit of humor in them. But little did I know I was getting.
Well, there's a lot of humor in one of them.
You're getting out humored.
Yeah.
Now, this was all done by the likes of Mike Soroy.
Yeah.
Norm's producer, who I don't know if this was part of his Make-A-Wish program to prank a fellow ticket staffer. It's tough to tell these days with Mike. He's going through so much now medically, but.
I'm going to take him to a Ranger game next week.
You should. Buy him some popcorn.
And a pennant.
Just have him wave it. He's sitting there with his little hat on.
Maybe you can get no Nolan special to come hat. Up and meet him.
Yeah. We'll do that.
I bet he
how
would.
How you doing?
Dude, how great would that be?
How you doing, little
one
buddy?
One night when he's in the wedge, we convince the Rangers that this is it for him. And you know what? It wouldn't be hard. Just
I'm
Mike
sorry to hear you're dying.
Yeah. But anyway, I just want to shake your hand and give you a pound of my beef.
Open wide.
What are you doing?
Nothing. We're having fun.
All right. So who is the first one we're going to listen to that Mike Soroy wrote? What's the guy's name? Do you remember his name? The Euro?
Oh, no. Trust me. Yeah.
There's Larry Barber. Larry Barber.
Larry Barber?
Okay. I mean, yeah, now it sounds like an incredibly fake name. But at the time, I mean.
So here is the fake. Now, when did this run? Did this actually?
No, they never ran it, obviously, because in the draft, these people don't exist.
Right.
So you're never going to run them during the draft.
Larry Barber was not drafted.
No, the worst part of this is, like, I had to play the profiles, you know, because I was running the board for the draft. So I put them all up there, and I was, like, bummed that this guy, Larry Barber, with a hard luck story, hadn't been picked yet. I was like, damn, there's all these guys I've never heard of going, and
right,
Barber's just sitting there.
All right, Barber's just sitting there.
Let's listen to the draft profile of the non-existent Larry Barber.
Larry Barber, 6 foot, 180-pound guard out of Ottawa University. Barber is a talented ball handler and a deadly mid-range shooter. He led the Braves to a 2011 conference title with 22 points and 8 assists per game. Barber's path to the NBA is unlike any other before him. The former McDonald's All-American set the gym on fire during his standout high school career. Literally, Barber spent 2 years in juvenile prison and remains on probation for arson. His questionable off-court activity hasn't been enough to disinterest NBA teams who see him as one of the most versatile guards in the draft.
Wow. He burned his gym.
Yes.
Arson.
Who are the...
Arson, yeah. It goes along with the Alderaan.
Yeah, it does.
Arson.
Alderaan.
Arson. Arson.
Who are the Ottawa Braves?
I don't know.
Do they
the
exist?
University of Ottawa.
Yeah, I think Norm's intern goes there or something, so he might have thrown that at him. I'm not sure, you know, in
you
my mind...
You mean the white Tyson Chandler?
Yeah, in my mind, I was thinking, okay, maybe since he was a McDonald's All-American, he had discipline problems, he was arrested, he was detained for 2 years. After being incarcerated, you know, he could only get a deal at Ottawa. I don't know, like, I didn't...
I love that. He set the gym on fire.
Literally.
He burned his high school gym down.
Arson.
Alderaan.
Arson.
Alderaan.
Arson.
Larry Barber.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, but the fun doesn't end there. Yeah.
All right, so who's the next guy you read?
A Russian.
The Russian, Boris Zuzek.
Boris Zuzek?
Yeah. Don't act like some of these like Russian names you've heard, like Pavel Podkolzy is a funnier name than Boris
Soroy went so far to set up a Twitter account for Boris Zuzek.
Are you kidding me? God. All right, well, let's hear Jake read Boris Zuzek. Zach.
Oh my Boris, God. 7'9", 202
Stop
pounds.
Stop it right there!
7'9". No. 7'9", 202!
This man is 8 feet tall, yet weighs as much as Grooves.
I don't know. I mean
do you Bradley understand was, how skinny?
Bradley was like, what, 7'6", about 230? So, I mean, that's bad, but it's not... You know, to me, it didn't seem completely inconceivable.
So don't
I don't know.
Think...
There's a little difference between 7'6", 230 and 7'9", 202.
So did nothing ever like...
Dude, the thing is that after the top 10, I'm usually spent. Not that it's right. like that taxing or anything, but I did this like...
Checked out.
10, 15, I was just... I seriously didn't even... My critical thinking mechanism was completely off. I just read it. That one, I think I thought, that's a little bit...
Tall?
Well, let's finish it, and you'll see. Like, it gets worse. It gets a lot worse.
Boris Zuzek, a 7'9", 202-pound center out of Russia. Zuzek, known as Sputnik 2 in his home country, is an 18-year-old physical specimen who makes up for his lack of girth with one of the most impressive wingspans on Earth. Once he suits up, Zuzek will become the tallest player in NBA history. His 8'1" wingspan is nearly enough for him to be able to touch the ground with one hand while simultaneously touching the net with the other.
What?
Zuzek averaged 14 points, 17 rebounds, and a league record 8 blocks per game last season in the Russian Gagarin League. Issues with his visa prevented Zuzek's participation in the NBA Combine, so he's considered the biggest high upside question mark in the draft.
Oh, my.
The Russian Gagarin League?
Gagarin League.
He's a human spider monkey.
Sputnik 2?
And the Gagarin League is named after what?
Yuri Gagarin, a cosmonaut.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yuri Gagarin.
When I heard the Cirque du Soleil talk about this, and I think the musers too, they were amazed that I didn't pick up on all the space references. But the thing
Sputnik 2, the Gagarin League.
Yeah, but I don't like self-identify that way. I realize that's the only thing I'm known for here. But I don't like. I don't like every time I see something related to space. Just
no. You're just looking up at the sky, and every day you're gay.
No. So, like,
Aldrin.
I don't know. Sputnik 2 seems like a decent nickname for maybe the guys.
So he could.
Russian history. I don't know.
He could put one hand on the court and reach up with the other one and touch the net.
Almost touch the net.
Well, the way I got to be honest, the way I pictured it in my mind was that he would be being, like, held up. Like, maybe he'd be laying out flat and there'd be people holding his 7'9", 202 pound frame.
Well, he'd be just one guy could handle it.
Well, no. I mean, he'd be too long.
Right.
I just, that's what I imagined. So, yeah.
We have to hear it at least once more.
My favorite part of this almost is knowing the guy's names and hearing him say the names Larry Barber, Boris Zuzek.
Boris Zuzek, a 7'9", 202-pound center out of Russia. Zuzek, known as Sputnik 2 in his home country, is an 18-year-old physical specimen who makes up for his lack of girth with one of the most impressive wingspans on Earth. Once he suits up, Zuzek will become the tallest player in NBA history. His 8'1" wingspan is nearly enough for him to be able to touch the ground with one hand while simultaneously touching the net with the other. Zuzek averaged 14 points, 17 rebounds, and a league record 8 blocks per game last season in the Russian Gagarin League. Issues with his visa prevented Zuzek's participation in the NBA Combine.
Of course.
So he's considered the biggest high upside question mark in the draft.
The NBA Combine.
Okay, I know it's not an actual combine, but there is, like, they do measurables and stuff like that. I don't know. And, dude, I was pulling so hard for Boris.
Like, yeah, so Roy was saying that Jake just the whole time was like, I can't believe they haven't picked Boris yet.
I mean, God, he's 7'9".
Just for the novelty alone, I figured somebody would roll the dice. And, like,
and didn't you think that at any point during the draft that maybe Norm and Folliwell might mention these guys?
No, see, that's the thing, dude. Norm was in on it. Like, Norm thought it was so funny that a couple of times Norm is still like, well, you know, Boris Zuzek is still out there. And so, like, I didn't even think about it. Norm was in on the bit. That's how bad this is.
During the draft, Norm would mention Boris Zuzek?
Yes, on the air? At least one time, yes. Because
there's the credibility right there.
Yeah. But not that I was looking for credibility. I smelled nothing. But I heard Norm mention it a couple times. I'm thinking,
all right, there's my guy.
Somebody's got to pick this guy.
There's my guy. There's my 7'9" guy.
I never did a Google search or anything.
Oh my God.
10 years ago, the Mavericks would have actually drafted this guy.
Don't you think, though, that if there was somebody out there, I don't care if he was projected to go, you know, as a free agent, anybody, because you follow sports.
Yeah.
You would hear of a human being that's 7'9", 7'9".
Effectively playing basketball.
Yeah. Averaging 14, 17, and 8.
That was in the Gagarin
League. Right. Yeah, what's the level of play in the Gagarin League?
It's a different style. Eddie has one of the most impressive wingspans on Earth.
On Earth,
as opposed to in space.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it.
Oh, that's man.
Awesome.
Oh, so God. Great. That's
awesome work, Jake.
Put it in front of me. I will read it.
You know what?
That's
at the heart of it all,
to adapt. Good to know.
We yeah. all will. We all will. We've all done it.
WoodsOnRun.com.
Oh, outstanding work.
Good work. Thank you, Phyllis.
All right, there he is, Jake Z. Check him out tonight on the Top 10.